This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us on a regular basis to tell us what's going on in Yancey Schools. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. In Yancey County Schools, over the last few weeks and in the weeks to come, we've had two major focuses. Number one, to get ready for the end-of-the-year test, and we know we're going to do well on that because our students have worked very hard, as have our teachers, with a lot of parent support also. So we feel pretty good about our test coming up. The other thing we're working on is budget for next year, and I'll get into that a little bit more later. We have a couple of really good news items. Number one, at the last board meeting, we were able to hire a grant writer for the school system, and this is something that we've needed for a long time. We have some funds from the state in a pretty restricted account, and one of the things we can use that for is a grant writer, and we've been able to hire Kobe Martin, who's a local gentleman who has written a lot of grants. He has a proven history of bringing grants into Yancey County. So we have very high hopes that he'll be able to bring some federal money in here. As always, we need as much money as we can get to fund the school system. Another thing that we're very proud of, our ROTC group at the high school recently underwent a major inspection of the students, and as a result of that, they received a gold star. We were 17 points away from the highest honor, and we received the second honor. We were very pleased with that, this being the first year that we've had the inspection. And the fact that only about 20% of the schools that are inspected reach the highest level, the fact that we received the second level is something to be proud of. The big thing with that is, along with that comes two scholarships, and these are to a service academy, and anyone in the class can apply, not just ROTC students. And these two scholarships can go up to $280,000 each. So this is a remarkable opportunity for anyone who is interested in pursuing a career in the military. Another area that we're very proud of is our graduation rate. The state of North Carolina maintains a tracking system of each of the systems as far as what their current graduation rate is. In Yancey County, we were in the top 10% of the state in our graduation rate. We outperformed any of the systems in this area, so we're very proud that that we do have a high graduation rate. Of course, this is something we're continuing to work on because we still do have students who are dropping out, but we feel we're making great progress in that. We're in the process of trying to do some purchases to end out the year. One of the big things that we just ordered are bleachers for Cane River School. This is a project that I've been working on since I first came to Yancey County, and I'm very pleased that we've been able to fund those bleachers, and those should be in time for the football season in the fall. We're also meeting with the architect to talk with him about replacing the roof at Mountain Heritage High School. We've been saving money to do that project for a number of years, and we have the funds now, and we've selected the architect, so that roof should go on relatively soon. We're also meeting with the architect to work on a plan to replace the bleachers at East Yancey School. We feel really good that we've been able to bank the money over the years to do these major projects. I mentioned the budget that we are preparing for the county commission, our local budget. This is going to be a challenge for us. We continue to lose funding from the state. We lost two positions last year that we were not able to pick up in the local budget, so we had to cut two positions. This year we've been notified that we're losing two additional teachers from the state, and also we're losing one teacher in our federal Title II grant. So that's three teaching positions that we will have to cut if the county commission is not able to replace these. And it's going to be very difficult to cut these positions since we've already made cuts last year. Our local budget is pretty much like it has been for a number of years in the money we're requesting. The big difference is we're looking at about a 10% increase just to cover cost of fuel and inflation items, and then another rather large amount to replace some personnel that we are losing as a result of some cuts in our state funding. I have prepared the budget and will be taking it to the commission next month. I feel the commission will continue to support us to the extent that they're able to do. Last year we received a 3% increase, so we hope we get a larger increase than that this year, but again, money's tied all over, so we'll just have to hope that we can get the funding that we need in order to maintain the services that we have. So basically that's where we are in Yancey County with the school system. We're getting ready for tests and we're trying to come up with money to run the school system, and we're doing some major projects as we close down the school year.
Thank you, Dr. Tom Little, the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and we'll talk to you again soon. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.